The Experienced Council chairman says the Muslim world should come to the understanding that religion and politics cannot be separated. The EU foreign policy chief reiterates solving Iran's nuclear question diplomatically. And Pakistan's president says the peace process with India must move forward to foil terror plots. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. It's Tuesday, December the 9th, 5:30 p.m. here in Tehran. You're watching Jamjam Network News. Today marks the great Muslim feast of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha. The staff at JNN English News Desk extend congratulations to all Muslims on the joyous occasion. People in the four corners of Iran took part in Eid al-Adha prayers on Tuesday. In the capital, people converged on Tehran University campus for the prayers led by chairman of the Arbitrative Expediency Council, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Addressing the worshippers, Rafsanjani said the Muslim world should come to the understanding that religion and politics cannot be separated. He then described the global economic crisis as one of the most pressing issues facing the international community, adding the underprivileged and poor nations are bearing the brunt of the financial slowdown. The top counselor also touched upon the developments in Gaza, criticizing superpowers as well as heads of some Muslim states for remaining silent in the face of Israeli atrocities against Palestinians. Rafsanjani then said recent comments by U.S. President-elect Barack Obama on Tehran's nuclear program are quote-unquote a rehash of George Bush's words with just a little difference. Muslims in several other countries also observed Eid al-Adha on Tuesday by taking part in mass prayers. The EU foreign policy chief says he will meet with Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, in the next few days or after the New Year holidays. Javier Solana, talking to reporters Tuesday, also elaborated on future talks over Tehran's nuclear issue. Let's listen in.
As far as the policy vis-à-vis Iran from the international community represented in this case by these six countries, you know what is the proposal. The proposal is a proposal of dialogue, having finding a solution through dialogue, with the guarantees that from Tehran that are necessary, objective guarantees that the objective of this process of enrichment is only for peaceful uses. And that we want to take out of the negotiation that we have calling for. The authorities of Tehran have on the table a proposal that I I forward to them in my last visit to Tehran, which I think is to my mind, I think is very good. And I hope they will have a good answer also from Tehran.
You're watching Jamie Jam Network News. Pakistan's president says the peace process with India must move forward to foil the designs of the terrorists who killed 171 people in Mumbai last month. Asif Ali Zardari also vowed Tuesday to crack down on anyone involved in the attacks who was residing in Pakistan, saying a raid Sunday on a training camp run by the banned Lashkar-e-Taiba group was evidence of his resolve. Zardari said Pakistan is committed to the pursuit, arrest, trial and punishment of anyone involved in the heinous attacks in Mumbai. On Monday, the military said it had begun intelligence-led operations against banned groups like Lashkar, but gave no more details. Head of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, has called for Baghdad's removal from Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. Hakim said the move will set the stage for the return of sovereignty to the war-torn country. He added Iraq is no longer a threat to international peace and security, and the nation has the right to regain its independence. Under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, the country has been sanctioned and its assets abroad have been frozen for 17 years now.